Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's Morning Show. That's Billy Joe Armstrong's version of that song, Tommy James and the Shondells. And there's actually a new cover that we're going to play it for you in the 8 o'clock hour. He did it. He's home and he's bored. Hey, Vinny, Bryn just sent me this email from a listener of ours. She doesn't want us to say her name, but she makes some good points, and I thought I'd just really quickly go through. It's really long, so I'm not going to be able to get through the whole thing. But basically, she likes the Capeless Heroes segment, and she said that often forgotten are police officers. And we've mentioned them from time to time, although we haven't gotten any emails. I agree, Capeless Heroes. She says, officers usually operate in two-person cars all day, less than 6 feet apart, and have to go to any given call without masks. They can't use masks because there's strangulation possibilities.
Oh.
Like if somebody got a hold of that or whatever.
Right.
That means officers are running headfirst into calls and working within arm's length of the public with no protection. With the shelter-in-place active, officers are responding to elevated calls, domestic violence, child and elderly abuse, robberies, fights in grocery stores, helping the mentally ill on the street, and this wife of a cop is saying that's rarely highlighted in the media. Any conversation about officers is usually about them ticketing people for violating the shelter-in-place rules. They're on the front lines. Huge impact on the families. Many have chosen to self-isolate themselves away from their families by living in hotels, garages, or camping in their own backyards. Others have to send their family away to live with others for fear of getting their young children and elderly sick. This woman is pregnant. She's due really soon. And they're having to choose how to handle that. I mean, actually, they don't have a whole lot of choices.
They don't have any choice. She has to be away from her husband.
Right. Would it be safe for me or my newborn to see my partner? So she is struggling amidst this whole COVID-19 storm. I would love if Alice could highlight the sacrifices of these police officers and their families. I've seen phrases on social media like healthcare workers are braver than cops. Although phrases like this are likely well-intended, they leave the families of officers themselves feeling unappreciated. She says basically we don't need to start comparing bravery levels.
One thing is a lot of people wouldn't raise their hand and look for congratulations the way we're doing it. So I could see that police don't either A, have time, or B, they maybe don't think it's a good look for them to say, yeah, I'm one of the people.
Right.
So good.
It's nice that the family
good
is
that
writing.
She's written in, and most definitely I feel like we've mentioned police and fire many times on the show, but we can mention it again.
Yep, absolutely. So basically she's written, it's a very long email, very sweet. She says, I don't want to come on because I don't want my identity to be known, but I wanted to highlight that, she says. So I thought that was a nice email. All right, let's hit the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. So we should be out of the rain for a bit.
Oh, thank God.
I mean, that's sort of what the weather apps are telling me is that we... Oh, look at that. Storm watch.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brent.
We're watching it leave.
Let me go watch. Hold on.
It poured last night here. So I'm hoping that was the last vestiges of that.
Mostly blue skies overhead in the South Bay.
Oh, really? I can't tell yet because it's still pretty dark.
It's dark there?
Pretty. I mean, it's not light enough to tell if that's a, if that's clouds or blue.
Oh. Weird.
I got clouds over here, but it's not bad looking.
All right. Well, we should be out of that storm pattern that we just went through. That doesn't mean there won't be more rain to come again, but and we got a good amount of rain.
Yeah, like, we sure did. It was pouring last night.
Yeah.
And over the last few days.
Uh-huh.
But let, all right. But I'm ready for this to end.
Well, sure. I mean, I think that even just going out in your backyard in the sunshine is helpful.
Yep.
It's a nice
raises
way
your
to
spirits.
Right. Absolutely. So here's what's happening. I guess we'll begin with New York, who's been hit hardest by the coronavirus by a lot. It looks like their cases have plateaued. Governor Cuomo says, if we're plateauing at a very high level, and there's tremendous stress on the healthcare system. Mm. So they are feeling very maxed out, but hopeful that this is in fact the max out.
That'd be nice. It'd be nice to watch it start to decline, frankly.
We're also starting to hear that a slowdown in cases in California and Washington, they're attributing to social distancing, is really good news. That doesn't mean we're headed back to normal. And Dr. Fauci says he doesn't believe we'll get back to normal before there's a vaccine. So while...
Really?
Well, he's saying normal, right. Like you go anywhere you want without thinking twice. That's not happening until we get a vaccine. So we may see a lift of the stay-at-home order. We may see a lift of some of the park closures and things, and yet we still might be told, you got to be careful out there. You might still see people wearing masks a year from now.
I think masks are going to become part of the new normal. Like, you know how we always, you see shots of like the streets of Asian countries, and they say they wear a mask there for pollution or for, you know, if they have their own cold, they don't want to spread it. A lot of people wear masks, and I just think that that might become part of what people are doing here.
Well,
it would be nice if people who were sick had masks on when they were out in the world, you know, even if they're not going to work or whatever. I mean, that would be nice.
I don't want to be a mask guy, but I also don't want to keep getting sick. So I would put on a mask if it became like, okay, I've been sick twice now. I'm over it. I'm just going to start wearing a mask.
Right. Is your wife cranking those out for you guys?
She has been. In fact, we delivered, our friend Stig works at Trader Joe's, and we made him a mask, and we made a mask for their daughter. Tracy gets to stay home right now. So she didn't need one, but, so she's cranking them out and trying to get them to very specific people, much like you are, where it's like, this one's for this person.
Right.
And this one's for, she's even sort of going like, what do you think of this material for whomever? And I'm,
I know.
It looks great.
So funny. I'm making them out of all different materials and like four for this person. So I'm like, ooh, let me pick this one and this one.
But
we're doing plastic bag drop-offs. And I said, text me when you're coming. And I write their name on the plastic bag and I put it on the front porch.
She did a drop-off yesterday to Sue. She made one for Sue.
Oh, good. Your daycare girl.
Right. Child care lady. Whom we love very much. Mm-hmm. There's no shame in that. She's a nice lady who takes care of my kids. No, stop it.
No shame.
So anyway, California's hopefully, I don't want to say plateaued yet. In fact, the governor.
Gavin.
Gavin is saying he doesn't think we're going to peak until May.
Mm. Oh.
So we've heard the
mid-April thing.
Mid-April, and now he's saying he thinks it's not going to be until May. But we have slowed down the rate by which people are catching this. So hopefully, it won't be those awful numbers we've been hearing about. In fact, Gavin's feeling so confident about our state's readiness that he's even sent some ventilators to New York,
oh,
where they
really?
Apparently need them more. So while you know, initially it was a scramble to get all the stuff everybody needs and hopefully be ready. He's now feeling like we got over ready. Is he going to come out of this looking great or what? Is that how that's going to play?
I hope so. I mean, that would be, you know, I like Gavin a lot. I feel like he's been on top of it and handling it and super proactive. So as far as I'm concerned, it seems like he's doing a good job. I feel like we've gotten the message.
This is Gavin now. We feel confident in our capacity to meet our needs as we support the needs of others. And that, in fact, is about sending those ventilators, 500 of them, to a stockpile where they will be sent to New York, Oregon, Washington,
where needed,
and more. So that's cool, right?
Yeah, it's great. It's nice that it's nice to hear that there's a surplus of something, frankly.
You're starting to see, this is weird because I know here in over the hill in Santa Cruz County, we've seen a lot of people coming to the beach with their newfound free time, and also the locals responding with hostility, like, hey, get out of here.
Right.
We don't need you bringing whatever you got to the beach and spreading it all over the place.
Yeah, it's windy. It's blowing around.
Right. So now we're seeing it looks like roadblocks are starting to appear on state lines as states attempt to limit the people coming in.
Really?
And that's not something that...
That's interesting.
That's not normal at all.
Doesn't feel American.
No.
But, I mean, if you stopped each person and said, what are you doing? And they said, I live here, or, you know, some non-essential thing, you'd be able to make a decision at that point. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that.
There are different... A county in Colorado is even threatening non-residents with up to 18 months in jail. And I believe that they've seen enough flagrant behavior that they feel like, look, we can't let someone who's decided this isn't a problem to make it
a problem for us.
Right. Like, that's fine. Go do
it in Wisconsin.
right. You know, you're doing you. Go do you by yourself somewhere else.
Go do it
anywhere you want. But here, how about that? I don't know where this stat comes from, but almost one third of people under 34 have lost their jobs.
Really? Oh, Nicole's nodding. You're a lot of people that you know out of work right now?
Yeah, a lot. It's just the times, you know, a lot of companies are furloughing or just terminating.
Because
I think companies are just doing it too because they don't know what the outcome's going to be. So there's a lot of people I know.
That's tough. You know, you're hearing about all these businesses closing I hope that it's temporary. I hope that a lot of these people, once this thing is over, they're able to pick it back up. Because, you know, part of what's happening even in radio is I want this company to still be here afterward. And I think that a lot of companies are like, look, if we just stop right now, maybe we can put it back together afterward. That's terrible news.
Yeah. A lot of my friends, you know, we're in our 20s and they're like, I never thought I would have to file for unemployment in my 20s.
Right.
So it's weird. It's a very weird time.
It is.
You know, the unemployment thing was in the news. It was on 60 Minutes on Sunday, and it was a little, there were a lot of different stories about the effects of this coronavirus, but one of them is the unemployment office is so maxed out that people are spending all day, every day, trying to make this phone call that's necessary to get this thing kicked in. I guess there's an interview or what. It's a multi-step process,
right?
And people just can't get in. It's just as almost as if no one's home, when in fact, I guess it's just maxed out.
Right. I wonder how that office is working too. Like, are people having to sit at their homes and take these calls? They must be, right?
Maybe
the people at the actual unemployment office.
No, I know. I don't know that you would want them going to the office, right?
No. That's the
10
whole point,
days
right?
After Gavin Newsom ordered a halt on evictions of tenants unable to pay rent because of the coronavirus, it looks like they've gone a step further and made sure that people can't be evicted, that renters can't be evicted during this time. Eviction orders threaten to remove people from the very homes they've been instructed to remain in. So right now it looks like, for those of you who have no income, that may be something that saves you, at least for a little while.
A little moratorium.
Halting evictions through May 31st. So you got this month and next month. Mm. And hopefully we'll see a turn by then. All right, so music. I love it. Sure. I'm a huge fan.
It's
I believe
a very human
that
thing.
It can change your mood.
Sure.
And I think that this study was the British Academy of Sound Therapy observed 7,500 people to see how long it takes music to, quote, have a therapeutic effect. And they found that if you're feeling sad or stressed, it only takes 13 minutes to pull you out of it. Music.
Really?
Yep.
Oh.
If you're already in an okay mood, it takes just 9 minutes for music to make you happier.
I love music.
I know, me too. And you know, it's we've heard all kinds of studies about the music you grew up with is the music that you ultimately hold on to throughout your entire life. And I believe that in the same way that you look for, or people look for, that comforting blanket or that the parents, it's just that there's something associated with the amount
well,
of time.
It's the soundtrack to your life. And,
right.
You know, you hear a song and you remember where you were when you, you know, oh, we used to rock out to that, you know, whatever. It's just, it is the soundtrack of your life. And it's, and frankly, I'll take it one step further. I think singing will improve your mood. And so if you can listen to music by yourself and just sing at the top of your lungs, I think that's hugely therapeutic. And that's why I think people sing in their car. They love it. Who cares what you sound like? Sing like no one's listening.
I totally agree. And I think that there are even times certain songs or like I can, when Metallica Master of Puppets, I am in my Datsun B210 and it's my junior year. Like I am there. There you go. Thank you. When I hear the Red Hot Chili Peppers, I know they're not the best band in the world, but to me, that's a band that I grew up with, and I hear them, and it doesn't matter if it's their right. best song or whatever. I like them.
I'm so bummed about Bottle Rock. I was dying to see these guys.
Almost 89% of people in the study said they listen to music for their own personal well-being. So it's something almost all of us already do. Maybe yeah. we're less conscious of it, specifically like this will fix me. And it's just out of habit we put music on.
Yeah.
Knowing that it will.
Yeah, there are people, I'm not always in the habit of doing that. Sometimes it takes me hearing music to go, oh yeah, I should be listening to music. Because sometimes I'm not, you know. I'll be out in the she shack and I'll be working for an hour and I'm like, God damn it, I could have been listening to music this whole time. And then I put on Boston's first record and sing at the top of my lungs.
Oh, God.
I'm not going to sing along right now.
Why not?
Because it's offbeat. I can't sing along with it because
there's
a delay.
Listen to me when I tell you this. If you say that singing makes people happier and you, by singing, will be happier, then we need you to sing.
I'm super happy right now. I couldn't be any happier right now.
We'll contagion your happiness.
I'm not going to sing.
Oh, God. Come on.
I can't because it sounds on the air. It's not matched up with the music. No, it isn't. So many people faces fade as the years go by. I still recall as I walk along. As clear as the sky, and in the summer sky.
There you go.
That does so good. Oh, yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We'd love to hear from you guys. Let's see here. Back to normal. How can I ever go on BART again? I don't know. I don't know how that's going to go. I mean, I think that if there's a vaccine, which will happen soon, we will just go back to that. Like, I do think that things will go back to normal for the most part.
Right.
We'll still always have it in our head And next time, I'm going to be the guy who gets some toilet paper well in advance of any trouble. Like, I sat there, I'd heard about it, and never once thought it was coming for me.
Right. Why, are you guys out of paper?
No, but I just mean, I didn't think, I'm telling you, I didn't even try to stock up for my family. And I don't mean go out and hoard. I just mean, you know, get the things you need in advance before the mad rush happens.
Who would have ever thought that toilet paper would become the face of this thing? You
Not
know,
me.
Just like the lack of toilet paper. I guess Brit is seeming pretty smart with his, what do you got, like a Brondell swash or something? You got some kind of toilet seat thing?
Oh,
you,
the American.
You don't even. Yeah, you
the
don't
American
even need
style
it.
Bidet, yeah.
You
don't even need toilet
one?
Paper.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice in your butt when you wake up at night in the middle of the night, and it has a little night light that shines into the toilet.
Oh, fun!
But it's all
want
nice
to see
and
what's
warm.
In the toilet.
Well, no, I mean that's at nighttime. I don't have to turn the light on. I just walk into the. I can just follow the light and sit on the toilet. I sit down and it feels good on my legs.
Oh, it's nice.
On my hamstrings. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I
what
do
does
use
the what the, it's washing your hamstrings?
No, the toilet seat warms up, so it's nice and warm when I sit
right.
down.
Oh, nice.
And then when I use toilet paper, because I still do, it's very little just to dry myself off for the most part.
Oh, you do? Doesn't it have like a little air thing?
It does, but that's it. It's just like it's kind of weak.
Takes a while,
whatever.
But if you didn't have toilet paper, you'd be okay. That thing will dry you with air.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I'd prefer toilet paper, though, just to kind of
I'll be
finish.
Honest. That thing, if it's the same thing that was in the hotel in Hawaii when I was last there for that. What do they call those things? The moon? Why did I go there? It was for the baby.
Oh, the baby moon. Right.
The baby, moon, baby moon. Right. When we went for that and that I was sitting on that toilet like so it feels really good. Like to have your Buckeye washed. I don't know how else to say it. I mean, can you say it that way?
Yeah, I mean, it feels clean. It is nothing better than that.
Let's go on, really. I don't know why you're stopping. It's just listening to Bryn and Vinny talk about how nice and fresh
they're. Nice. It's a nice thing. Anyway, Sarah, what's coming up in the trash?
Would you be surprised if I told you that Roseanne has a crazy conspiracy theory about the coronavirus?
Oh, they're out there. Sure, let's hear that.
We'll hear hers next.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.